飞一般的对话 Chair on Tap 名人会客室。
各位听众大家好，欢迎大家来到今集的协进之声名人会客室，我是主持睿之。如果大家是协进之声的长期拥趸呢，应该都会有啲印象，我哋经常呢都会访问一啲嘅音乐人啦，或者乐队或者歌手。咁呢啲被访者呢普遍有三个特点。第一个特点就係大部分呢都係识讲中文。第二个特点呢就係大部分呢都好叻唱歌。而第三个特点就係佢哋大部分人呢都係我哋会员朋友啦，或者坊间都好熟悉佢哋。咁但係今集睿之访问的这位音乐人呢就很不同。第一，被被访者邀请呢去到他的音乐会呢录下音给大家一饱耳福。而第二个部分呢就是跟被访者的面谈啦。到时大家就可以知道究竟这个人有几咁特别，有几咁与众不同。好啦，唔阻大家咁多时间，我哋一于去现场睇下先。咁睿之而家身处呢就喺合和中心六楼嘅一间 cafe。咁一阵间呢我哋嘅今次访问嘅嘉宾呢就会由佢嘅演奏会啦，咁係即係爵士钢琴同埋一啲鼓啊咁样敲击咁样。咁而家呢就係彩排嘅时间。咁所以呢就睿之就收啲音俾大家听啦，亦都听到啲人声，因为啲工作人员喺度做紧最后嘅准备啊。咁睿之就顺便同大家描述下呢个场地嘅布局啦。咁呢度呢大概有100张嘅凳。咁就分成咗两排啦，每排就大概5张，咁中间有一条走廊。咁而个台呢就有三部分嘅，左中右。咁喺我呢边望落去呢，最左边嘅就係一部嘅琴啦，咁就係我哋稍后嘅访问嘉宾会弹嘅嗰部琴啦。咁中间呢就係 double bass， 即係低音大提琴。咁而右边呢睿之嘅望落去嘅右边呢就係一套嘅鼓，咁就即係有好多部好多个啦，咁样一叉叉咁一套敲击嘅嘢咁样。咁剛才聽到的呢就是其中一部分他們會 头先听到嘅咧，其实就系一部分佢哋英间会表演嘅曲目。咁因为爵士乐咧就比较自由嘅，咁所以其实我谂可能到时实际表演嘅时候，同而家大家听到嘅咧，又可能有啲出入嘅。咁由之头先咧都谂住叫钢琴家就弹一段佢应该会表演嘅歌啦，咁样不过就打消我呢个念头啦，因为我谂佢可能都唔知道自己要弹啲咩俾我听咁样，咁所以就索性咧就喺佢哋趁住佢哋彩排嘅时候咧就录下佢哋音先。是有几种不同的鼓，各位听众继续咧，翻到去我哋呢一集讲 音乐嘅部分。咁而家咧，我哋转换下场景，就嚟到我哋协进会嘅录音室。咁嚟得录音室，梗系要做访问啦。咁今日访问嘅嘉宾，大家都冇悬念噶啦，就系求先大家听到嘅，即系弹琴嘅主人。咁我哋同佢 say 个 hi 先。Hello， 邢老师。
Hello。
咁不如等佢介绍下佢自己先啦。Can you introduce yourself briefly？
Yes， I'm Ignasi Terraza。I come from Barcelona, from Spain, from Catalonia, and I am a jazz musician. I am a piano player.
咁
啊
，OK。咁啊 ，Ignasi 咧就系一个西班牙巴塞罗那嘅人啦。咁佢就系弹呢个爵士钢琴嘅演奏者嚟嘅。
I am blind since the age of 9 or 10. And after this, I started to be related with music at the age of 12, when at that point, in those years, in my beginning, I went to the special school from the blind organization, the Spanish blind organization, for 3 years. And after this, I returned to my original school, the regular school, where I finished my degree in my high school.
咁Anasi 咧，佢就係大概9岁、10岁到咧就睇唔開始有視像啦。咁佢而家係全失明嘅。咁佢12岁嘅時候咧就開始接觸音樂啦。咁佢都曾經去過盲人嘅特殊學校嗰度讀書嘅，咁不過之後佢就轉翻出嚟主流學校啦，咁就繼續完成佢嘅高中同埋學士嘅課程。咁Ignasi, what's your major of study for your degree? I overheard that is quite special.
Well, in that time when I went to the special school, we made some friends there.And all we wanted to open different, we were thinking about the open different possibilities for blind people, because all the people in Spain was majority was selling lottery, and very few study or they study for lawyer or they study for magister.
咁其實咧，Ignasi 咧，佢喺盲校裏邊咧就有好多發展嘅機會嘅，因為其實西班牙人都俾好多機會啲盲人去試唔同嘅行業啦。咁佢哋有人去買會去賣彩票嘅，即係類似香港啲博彩業咁樣啦。咁亦都會有人去做律師啦，有人去做即係法官啊等等。咁不過咧，佢就唔係做呢幾樣嘢嘅。咁I know that you are not working as a lawyer, you're working as another specialist.
Yeah, then with different guys, we went to different places. And that kind of, I wanted to explain that dream, because it was a kind of dream we got in our childhood, in 10 or 11, with this group of friends. But when arrived the moment to choose the degree, I liked it very much technology, and I liked it very much the machines. I was a car fan when I was a kid. I wanted to be the car designer. I was designing all the time with a pencil and a sheet. I was designing all the time different cars. I want to be car designer. But then at the age of 18, I wanted to look for a technology and degree, and at that moment started in Barcelona, in the University of Barcelona, started the computer science degree, and a person related with the university told me that this degree could be good for blind people, because they knew that in France there was a guy who started the degree in computer science the year before. And this was like this. I started and I finished in 86, in 1986, my degree. And I was the first blind in Spain to got the degree in computer science.
Oh, really? The first person?
Yeah.
Wow. 咁其實咧，頭先咧就講到，其實咧佢本身係一個車迷嚟嘅，即係細個嘅時候中意咧就想即係點樣設計一啲汽車啊咁樣。咁同埋佢本身係對於啲器械啊或者啲科技嘅嘢咧就好有興趣嘅。咁所以其實佢一直都想即係做一啲機械啊相關嘅嘢啦。咁咁但係咧最後就即係因緣際會就入咗去讀呢、這個電腦啊。咁啊因為佢都聽過咧，其實法國裏邊有一個人係。即係一個盲人係讀電腦出身嘅，咁其實而佢Ignacy 本人咧，亦都係喺西班牙呢個地方係第一個盲人係取得一個即係電腦工程嘅或者電腦科學嘅一個學位咁樣。咁不過其實佢做嗱，大家聽到佢做讀電腦啦，咁但係而家其實佢一個即係職業嘅一個鋼琴手，咁。其實中間又發生咗啲咩事呢？I'm quite curious about when you work on computer science related industries, what's the trigger or what's the point that makes you quit? I mean, leave that a career?
Well, when I finished the degree, I was looking for a job.And after finishing the degree, and I started working for a company. And few months later, came the blind organization to offer me a job.
You mean the organization of
Spain. Spain? Yeah, the blind special organization of Spain. And I was committed to organize a room for teach blind people for computer science. And in a special school of Barcelona.
You mean the one you were studying?
No, it was another because it was years in the beginning. This school was very little, and they changed for another a bigger later. And then I was working for 6 years for the plan organization. First as a teacher, then as a developer for a different projects of related with technology for the blind.And in the last 2 years, I was in the administration, computers administration. And at that point, when I get my fixed contract, I decided to leave for one year to try. I had I didn't say, but I said that I studied music at 12.
Yeah.
But for all those years, I have been studying music in the conservatory as a classical, and also I was studying by myself jazz music. At that point, I was working also as a semi-professional as a piano player. And then I wanted to try...giving more time to the music, dedicating more time to the music.
咁其實咧，佢本身喺一間盲人機構裏邊，即係西班牙嘅盲人機構，相當於香港嘅輔導會啦咁嘅情況。咁就去做一啲電腦嘅工作。佢本身咧係喺嗰間機構裏邊咧，就去設計一個電腦室，咁就俾啲其他嘅盲人去學電腦嘅。咁嗰個位就做咗四年啦。咁之後咧，另外嗰兩年咧就喺個機構裏邊咧就去做一啲行政工作，咁頭先佢講到就話做電腦室咧，咁其實學嘢嘅盲人咧就係都喺盲校裏邊讀書嘅盲人，咁只不過就唔係佢本身讀開嗰間，係另一間嚟嘅咁樣但係過咗呢六年之後咧，佢就希望係轉下口味啊，本身就其實諗住係做即係離開呢個工作崗位一年啦，咁去試下啲新嘢咁樣，咁就。即係又係巧合地又接觸到爵士樂啊古典音樂咁樣，咁亦都咧就即係喺呢段一年時間裏面咧就去揾佢嘅興趣啦，咁亦都最後就即係離開咗佢嘅工作啦咁樣。咁其實有咩原因又會令唔知有咩原因係會令到佢阿 Ignacy 會令到佢 唔知有咩原因咧，系会令到佢真系决定去放弃呢个工作嘅咧吓。In fact, I also want to know about why you decided to permanently or totally quit your job to of computer science to put your effort totally into jazz or
jazz
music.
Yeah. Well, as I told that I was dedicating, once I finished my degree in music also, I did the classical degree in music. And when I finished the degree, I quit. I gave up the classical music and I dedicate only to jazz. Jazz in that time have became my passion. And when I was working for the blind organization, I was also doing concerts all around, but not a lot of concerts. But I had the sensation I had to I wanted to be farther, to go farther with my music, and I wanted to dedicate more time to improve my playing, and that's the reason I gave up first for 1 year, but after this year, the things were going okay, and I decided to quit definitely the job and stay on the music.
So simply because of passion.
Simply for cover, but of course, music. You know, when I got the fixed contract with the blind organization, is a thing that I thought is what I was looking for. But when you got it, you think, okay, that's what you're looking for, and then I felt, oh, I don't feel like myself being here all the time doing this and without expressing and developing my music. And that's the reason I decided to accept the insecurity of the music, because the problem with the music is that you never know what's going to happen next month. You can have sometimes a very good schedule with a lot of concerts, and then some months later this is not happening. But I accept that challenge, and I can say that I am satisfied with all those. Since 1991, I've been only dedicated to the music, and that means working in different projects all the time, different contexts, different copying, different people, etc. Translate.
咁其實呢，咁其實佢自己都承認呢，音樂其實係呢個事業呢，其實係好多不確定性嘅。咁即係譬如話，一時間你會好多 show 啦，有陣時你會一場 show 都冇啦。咁其實但佢都願意去接受呢個嘅挑戰，個原因就係因為佢覺得即係所有都係源於一個熱情。咁其實曾幾何時，即係盲人機構係同佢簽咗張長約，佢都覺得佢都應該係會喺度安身立命㗎喇，但係即係殊不知當其實佢之後讀咗一個音樂有關嘅學位嘅時候呢，佢又發覺其實音樂先係佢真正嘅興趣，所以即係本身諗住真係離開崗位一年嘅啫，點知就即係亦都最後就真係離開曬啦，咁樣亦都係即係自從1991年之後，就一路去到今年呢，一路呢個位置都係一路佢將佢全部嘅心機都擺咗去音樂方面，因為其實佢係覺得呢個先係一個值得佢擺時間嘅地方。So you have been here for 26 years for music, 1991 until now.
Well, yes, professionally since 1991, I was playing my first concerts. I started at 1980.
咁其實系啦，即系专业玩音乐就26年啦。咁但系其实第一个音乐会咧就1980年啦，即系37年 ，37 years ago。
Yeah, and like this, it have been a a long career, but I'm very satisfied. I only have been dedicated to jazz. I mean, in different ways, in different formats. I like to play from piano solo concerts to trio. Trio is one of my favorite formats. It's a rhythm section that can allow you to express very, with the support of the rhythm section, allows you, the piano player, to express very well. But also I like very much to comping different people, singers or other soloists. I have been working with a lot of with different singers. Now I am working also with a singer that is becoming quite famous in Spain, is Andrea Motis, and also we will come to Japan now in May with her, and also formats bigger, like an orchestra, like Barcelona Jazz Orchestra. I have been the founder of this orchestra with other two musicians, and now it's still going on, this orchestra.
咁其實原來佢都好犀利啊！而家係同一個好當紅嘅西班牙歌手又合作，咁五月嘅時候咧會去日本啦。咁同埋亦都咧原來佢有份去即係叫做去組成啊呢個巴塞羅那嘅管弦樂團啦。Is it the official orchestra of? I mean, the largest orchestra of Barcelona? You mean?
No, it's the name is Barcelona Jazz Orchestra, but it's a big band, as a traditional big band.
Oh.
With 16 pieces, and it's not official big band, it's a private organization, but we started in 1999 and it's still going on. It's a long time for a big band.
咁其實原來我有啲梅賽爾啊，咁其實係即係一個16人嘅一個 band 隊咁樣，一個樂隊咁樣。咁但係其實一個私人樂隊咧，即係佢都話18年啦，維持咗，因為1999年開始成立咁樣。咁其實都係一個私人樂隊嚟講，算係好長嘅時間。咁其實對於佢嚟講咧，爵士鋼琴呢樣嘢係可以好好咁抒發佢嘅情感啦，亦都能夠去好自由啊，就係、是、我感覺俾佢就係、是。咁但系咧，其實從我琴晚咧去錄俾大家聽嘅音樂裏面咧，我聽到係好自由啦。咁但系咧，其實裏面似乎都有好多嘅默契要發生，因為其實當大家都好自由嘅時候咧，就會出事噶啦。咁in fact I was telling the audience that yesterday when I heard of your rehearsal, every player is going very freestyle.I think, but how do you three cooperate with each other? Can you maybe introduce your team and tell us about the story of the team?
Okay, the trio, we played yesterday. It's Martin Senker on the bass. Martin is a very good jazz player from Germany, and now is living in Mongolia, in Ulaanbaatar. Where he had started a program of jazz music in the conservatory of Ulaanbaatar.
咁做個介紹啦，第一個叫 Martin 啦，咁佢係一個德國人，但其實咧佢而家係喺外蒙古嘅烏蘭巴托呢個地方，咁係做一啲嘅工作。咁佢係玩呢個低音大提琴嘅。
And the drummer is Huslan. Huslan is one of the best. Pupils of Martin, there in Ulaanbaatar, and he was playing drums for years, but now his last 2 years have been dedicated to jazz, and he had done a very huge progress, and Martin and me wanted to award Huslan for this progress, bringing him. To play with us in Ulaanbaatar and here in Hong Kong, and he's a very young guy, but I know that he's gonna play in some years. He's gonna be a very good drummer.
What's the name of him? Sorry,
Huslan.
Huslan. Okay. 咁而打鼓嘅鼓手咧就叫 Huslan 啦。咁佢都系喺烏蘭巴托度住。咁其實佢係阿 Martin 嘅學生。咁 好後生啦呢位鼓手，咁但係其實咧佢打鼓打咗好多年㗎啦，咁最近呢兩年就專注於打爵士鼓啦。咁其實阿 Inasi 同阿 Martin 咧，今次點解會帶埋佢一齊嚟即係香港同埋去蒙古咧？就係即係希望獎勵下佢啊！咁啊，覺得佢好叻咁樣。
Also supporting the young players is very important. The history of jazz have been about this, about it. The young musicians need to play with all older musicians to learn on the stage by playing, by the experience, how this music is going on. I had the opportunity, those opportunities 2 years before, and we are committed to do it the same with the others.
咁其實喺爵士樂界裏面咧，就有一個傳統，就係一啲初入行嘅人咧，就會跟住啲老手就去表演啦，咁就從而吸收經驗。咁其實Inasi 本人咧，佢自己以前都係咁樣去學翻嚟嘅，咁所以佢都覺得可以即係傳承呢樣嘢俾佢後來嘅人啦，咁所以佢都覺得係應該做嘅。
Well, as you said.You had the sensation of being free, the trio. Yeah, when we play, it's a lot of improvisation in our playing, and it's what jazz is about. It's a music based on improvisation, but also it's a language. And for me, I understand the jazz as a foundation, as a tradition on the music, where you can express yourself, but...respecting and developing that tradition.
咁其實就係一個即係傳統嚟嘅，就係、是、你去即係、就是、某程度上係跟住一個人，跟住佢點樣彈，跟住你就跟住佢，跟住但係同時間咧，你又會表達到你自己嘅情感咯。所以成件事咧係好自由啊。咁但係其實喺咁自由裏邊有冇？又唔知又唔話邊個去帶住啊咁樣嘅咧。In fact, I know jazz is quite free flowing, but are there any leaders throughout the whole show, or who is leading the others? Are there anything like this?
Well, normally the leader, in this case, the piano player in the piano trio, is the one leading the music going on.
So that's you.
in this case, yeah. And, but some, in some point, there is spaces for improvisation for everybody. And in that moment, when someone takes the solo, conducting his own moment.
咁其實即係喺呢個情況咧，有大家都琴日都聽到啦。咁其實呢個情況大家之前都聽到，咁有琴啦，有大提，有琴啦，有大提琴，同埋有鼓。咁咧其實咧喺呢個情況咧，個琴就係大佬嚟嘅，咁所以其實其實係大佬嚟嘅。咁但係都有啲時間咧係會有各自嘅獨奏啦，或者有時有其中一個會停咗，咁然後就另外嗰啲去發揮。咁不過其實磨合或者去出現到去。聽到我哋聽到咁出色嘅一個演奏啦，咁中間其實有啲咩嘅即係嘢會發生咧 ？In fact,
Inasi 嘅個人經歷係咪好吸引呢？佢嘅歌聲、琴聲係咪好好聽呢？唔緊要，今集嘅節目仲未完嘅，下一集名人會客室睿之會繼續同 Inasi 討論佢嘅音樂之路，下一集見啦！